is everyone this afternoon, well, evening, whatever, tonight. So I wanted to welcome everyone to Date Night with Jesus. I'm going over John chapter 18. And before we get into God's word, let's open with prayer. Lord, thank you for gathering us tonight just to be with you in your presence, Lord. And Lord, just as we open your word to John chapter 18, that you'll just speak to our hearts and open our hearts and open our ears, Father, just to hear them. And let your words come through, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So let's dive into John chapter 18. John chapter 18, 1 through 3 is where I'm going to start. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, and where there was a garden which his disciples entered, and Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place where for Jesus often met there with his disciples. And when Judas having received the detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there in the lanterns, torches, and weapons. So I wanted to camp out there for a little bit, because 1 through 3 sets up the setting of the betrayal of Jesus. We know Judas is the one who is going to betray Jesus for silver. We also know there's where Jesus would be with his disciples. So the background on Judas. Judas Iscariot was one of Jesus' 12 disciples. He was really known in the Bible for betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The Gospels suggest or more motives why he did it. Most one I found was gathered was for greed. So I'll go back more on Judas later. Anyways, back to 18:1-3, Judas went with Roman soldiers to find Jesus. John 18:4-6. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Who are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. When he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Verse 4 very stood out to me, was very important. Because Judas thought he could catch Jesus by surprise. But Jesus knew the whole entire time he was going to get betrayed. So I have a question for you all. If you knew someone that was close to you, or a friend or a family member, betrayed you for money, how would you react? We would be upset, wouldn't we? Well, here we would think Jesus would be upset when, after all, one of his disciples betrayed him for money. But Jesus' reaction surprised everyone, especially Judas. Because let's look at John 13:21-30. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And when the disciples looked at one another perplexed about whom he spoke, now there was a leaning on Jesus' bosom. Some of them of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter therefore mentioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. And then leaning the back on Jesus' breast, he said to them, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And have dipped it in the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now the piece of bread, Satan entered him. And then Jesus said to him, "What would you do quickly? Do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought it was because Judas had the money box, and Jesus said them, "Buy those things we need for the feast, and we should give them," or that he gave something to the poor. Having received a piece of bread, and then he went out immediately, and it was night. We would be upset, but Jesus knew and treated Judas with kindness anyway. So back in John chapter 18, 7 through 9. Give me a second, sorry. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way, and that the saying might be filled with what he spoke. For those whom gave me, I have lost none." Jesus was not resisting the arrest because he knew it had to come to pass for what to happen. John 18, 10 through 12. Then Simon Peter, having the sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was, I don't know how to say the name, sorry. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" This is the only gospel where it shows Simon Peter was one of the cut off the ear. Even Simon promised to protect Jesus at all costs, because even he said in Matthew 26, verse 35, Peter said to him, "Even if I had to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. As we go on, Jesus was not pleased what Peter had done, even told him to stop what he was doing. Also, what Jesus meant about drink the cup, it shows where Father gave it to Jesus, is shown a measure of suffering and what he had to endure for us. And I also got that from David Gusick in the Blue Letter Bible. So going through John 13 through 14, and they led him away to Annas, first of the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now that Caiaphas who advised the Jews that is expendent on one man should die for the people. Annas was the former high priest and the father-in-law of Caiaphas. Caiaphas was a high priest and orchestrated the plot to be Jesus to be executed. John 18, 15 through 16. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus to the courtyard of high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside, and the other disciple, who was known as a high priest, went out and spoke to her and who kept the door and brought the Peter in. This is the setting where it's leading up, where Peter denies Jesus three times. And this is also where Jesus is going to deny the first time, which is John 18 through 17 through, I mean John 18, 17 through 18. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also the one of the man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. So the other disciple, which is known, they said was probably John with Peter. But back when I was talking about, the servant girl asked Peter if he was a disciple of Jesus. This is the first test of Peter's loyalty to Jesus. Now then, Peter gets asked if he could say yes, and instead of denied being one of his disciples. I wanted to ask the question to you all. If you had a best friend and you got questioned if you were friends and your best friend said no, let's say to keep their image, how would you react? Would you not be hurt? I mean, that would hurt you, right? Not only for your friend, not only you, but also your friendship. So let's see what Peter does in John 18 through 19 through 21. The high priest then asked Jesus about disciples and the doctrine. Jesus answered, and I spoke openly the word, and I always taught in the synagogues, in the temple where Jesus always met in secret, and I have said nothing. Anna wanted to know about Jesus' disciples, maybe out of jealousy or fear. He also thought maybe Jesus was a religious establishment, because he asked if he had a doctrine. And of course, back in this passage is talking about Jesus' teachings. When Jesus replied, he had no secrets to hide on what he taught. Jesus was not being uncooperative with Annas, and he asked questions. He was just saying what's right and what it was in his right when there was no charge against him without no witnesses around. John 18:22-24. And when he said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him the bound of Caiaphas, the high priest. The officer's name was not mentioned, but what he did to Jesus was. He slapped Jesus and accused that Jesus was being disrespectful to Annas. Jesus asked the officer why he striked him when he did nothing wrong, also why Anna would stand by the officer and justified abuse him. Now Annas did not know how to respond to Jesus, so he sent Jesus away to Caiaphas, who was a very bad and dangerous man. 25-27. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of the disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest said, "A relative of him, whose ear Peter cut off, and said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied it again. Immediately the rooster crowed. Now Peter wanted to be in the crowd unnoticed, but guess what? He was noticed by the people and asked him if he was a disciple. This is where Peter's loyalty was tested again the second time. Let's just say he did not pass. Because guess what? He denied it again that he followed Jesus. And that's where Peter's second time was, he denied it. But guess what? The relative of the guard that Peter cut off the right ear in verse 10 and 11 saw Peter and asked if he was in the garden with Jesus. And guess what? He denied Jesus again the third time, and the rooster crowed. And that part where it says the rooster crowed, it was fulfilled what Jesus said in John 13, verse 38. Which says, "Jesus answered him, 'Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you deny me three times.'" Verse 28 of John 18. Then they led Jesus to Caiaphas, to the praetorium, and it was early morning, but they themselves did not go to praetorium, lest they should be defiled, and they might eat Passover. Praetorium is known as the headquarters of Pilate in Jerusalem, where they conducted public business. Pilate was known as the Roman governor of Judea and authorized the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." And Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "Is there not lawful for us to put anyone to death?" And that was saying Jesus might be fulfilled. He spoke signifying by the death of he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this is concerning me?" Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? On your own nation and the chief priests have you delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. What I gathered here in 36 is that he wasn't talking about what we think of kingdom down in the, you know, down here. He was talking about his kingdom in heaven. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, "You are say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I will bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And when he said this, he went out again, and the Jews said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." Right here in 38 and 39, mostly 38, Pilate was having second thoughts on how, if he wanted to crucify Jesus. He was having second thoughts on the whole thing. So we go down to 39. But you have accustomed that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the King of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. So Pilate asked the people if he should release Jesus, and the people said no, because they wanted to save Barabbas, not Jesus. Background on Barabbas: he was known as a criminal who was imprisoned by the Romans in Jerusalem, known for murder and rebellion. Now, now it is to wrap this up. Sorry about that. But and all in chapter 18 was leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. Mostly it was about how Judas betrayed Jesus for money, while later on Judas hangs himself. But also it goes into how Peter, one of his other disciples, denied him 3 times, and Peter does repent from it. Now people rather release a criminal than Jesus. So I hope you'll go back and read this chapter for yourself and chew on it. I mean, I heard this story many times since I was raised in a church. But actually going back and reading it myself, it opened my eyes to a lot of things what Jesus went through for us. Because he didn't have to go through it, but he chose to do it anyway. So I hope you learn new things and grow and more into Jesus Christ. Thank you.